on the floor next to him was awakened by a hiss. He threw himself on the snake and tried to strangle it, but was bitten on the wrist. He died in torment a few minutes later. Father watched the snake slide off the bed and across the marble floor. As I write this, it has not been caught. An accident? Perhaps, thought Father. Until today. Because he mourns Mento, his beloved slave since boyhood, Father has refused comfort. When wine was brought to him this morning, with hopes it would make his heart merry, the royal cupbearer seemed nervous, for as he held out the tray, the goblet rattled. "Why are you shaking?" Father demanded. When the man did not answer, Father angrily motioned for the cupbearer to take the first sip quickly, which he did. I was standing behind a column, watching. When the goblet and silver tray fell to the floor, the crash echoed through the wide hall. I covered my mouth to silence my scream, but still guards came running. The cupbearer lay in the puddle of wine, writhing in the agony meant for my father. Moments later, he was dead. The poison was probably from the Ito plant. It is as swift and deadly as a snake's.
I guess being a princess isn't easy. Cleopatra's got a lot to worry about. Someone is obviously out to kill her father and has come pretty close twice. A poisonous snake and a cup of poisoned wine were both meant to kill the king, but killed two royal servants instead. And the deadly snake is still loose in the palace. Let's keep going. Pick up at the top of page 5 where it says, "To continue."